Welcome back to the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Definitely have our eye on the community, as I am joined by members of the band, the 45s, and we've been talking all about your music and things like that. And now a personal question that I have to ask, because being in a band myself, I have to learn more information about such things. And now, on average, how long does it take you pretty much to learn a song? I mean, to actually get it down good?
I'd say probably two or three tries. We all do our own homework when a song is introduced. You know, I'll work out my part at home, and then everybody works out their part, and then when we get to practice, I'd say two or three times, and we pretty much got it down.
Yeah, I think the way it goes a lot of times, especially on the vocals, it might be an instrumental thing for the guys to get together and kind of work out and just gravitate on the vocals and then kind of work out the music. And then at the end, they'll pull me in, and as a band, we'll get it down and nail it. You know, that tends to be the way.
Because Frankie's so loud.
No. Don't forget that cowbell.
Yeah, more cowbell.
It's easier to work out the vocals with it. Yeah. While we do it like with acoustic guitars and stuff like that too. We don't play full blast.
And on occasion, we'll be up there playing on stage, and somebody will be soloing in a song, and they'll start playing it a completely different song, and everybody will join in, and you know, we'll try that just, you know, on a whim. So sometimes that could happen too, and sometimes that works. Usually it does.
That's how we picked up some songs sometimes. It's just by, you know, we'll be on one song, and all of a sudden somebody will gravitate towards another song, and we'll follow lead, and all of a sudden, hey, we'll keep that.
yeah. So
yeah, a lot of songs. So on average, how many songs do you usually play? I know that a lot of bands like to mix it up, so you're not necessarily going to do the same playlist, you know, over and over again. But on average, how many songs do you actually know? We'll put it.
Yeah, we have
hundreds.
I'd say
hundreds of songs.
We'll offer 300 if you have to put a price tag on it, but. You know, it's interesting you mention that too, Mike, is that we have different set lists according to the type of club. Some might be dinner clubs where you have to start off a little bit softer and kind of build and get the people, you know, after a couple of drinks, get them on the floor. Other ones, you just come right out of the box and we're rocking and give it to them. Usually live is good, outdoors.
Yep.
Right. So, yeah, that a lot of different songs for different occasions. And now around, I guess this question, I know not bands are too big on it, but now around the holidays, you know, that the question is, do you find yourself doing anything special or playing any Christmas music? Because I mention this because there's a lot of classic Christmas music in the rock and roll genre, or do you pretty much do a year-round show then?
No, we like to go with the seasons, you know. Summertime, actually, we might play more car-oriented songs, but we wouldn't object to doing some Christmas songs.
Well, I mean, if it's somebody's birthday, you know, we'll do a couple birthday songs, you know, and it usually is generally, and there's a lot of birthday songs out there.
There is.
Right. So now, Jerry, I want to talk a little bit about you. And now you are the keyboard player, and I'm not sure if you do the song Vehicle by the Ides of March, but that is a song that requires a lot of horns, and I'm sure you're able to nail that with your keyboard. So you're finding yourself not only doing, like we're saying, traditional organ music, but all sorts of horns or even violins, everything then.
Well, when I play, I usually have a couple keyboards on hand for sure. Funny quick story, when I first auditioned for the 45s, I went there and I was accepted, and I was talking to Al, and at that time they didn't have a keyboardist, and he said, boy, you know, we do Vehicle, he said, but man, it sure would be nice if you could add some horns to it. So I said, well, okay, give me, you know, I'll give it a shot. Sure enough, next week I kind of added it to him, and they were quite pleased. But it took me a little while to kind of balance the sound of the different keyboards when you're playing two sounds at the same time. It takes a little bit of practice and kind of to get the tones together. And when you're playing horns, you're playing a keyboard, but you have to think horns. You know, what does a horn sound like instead of just playing a keyboard? So that took a little bit too, but you know, like anything else, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it.
I think the Midnight Confession too, when we were first working out Midnight Confession, I tell them, okay, play the regular organ keyboard part here. Play the regular organ part here. Then don't worry about that. Worry about the horn part here. And it, I don't know. I think we do a really good job of Midnight Confessions. And Jerry's, I mean, a great, great asset for the band. He really is.
Hey, Jerry, I got to ask you a question now.
Talking
about that horn stuff.
Yes, sir.
Because I was always curious. Now, those horn sounds, those various sounds you get out of your keyboard, is that out of the box or is that on a program card or a device? Or how do you get all those sounds out of there?
Well, good question, Al. Actually, with the keyboard that I play a Korg Triton. I believe there is, and don't quote me, but there's hundreds of different preset sounds that I use generally. And of course, you could change the particular presets. You can kind of delve into those and change those sounds, but mostly they're preset sounds that I find.
So you don't dial them in too much or anything?
There's a few little buttons you have to press to get to them, but it's not too difficult after, like anything else, after a while.
Right. So now, Al, we want to talk to you a little bit about being the bass player and also doing vocals. And now you just pretty much have one bass then throughout the concert? Or?
No. I have a bad habit of I play hard, and I always have to bring more than one guitar because I break strings all the time. And every band I've been in, everybody says the same thing. I've never seen a bass player break so many strings as you. But I can't go play anywhere without a backup guitar because I'm always breaking strings. And I like Gibsons.
Right. So now, as far as playing the bass guitar, we're mentioning how long it takes, you know, to pick up on these things. So pretty much, I, with all due respect, could a bass line be faked, or is it something that you pretty much have to know ahead of time? I mean, is there's something that you could just start playing a bass, or?
Well, I'll tell you the stuff that we're doing, I especially like, because most of the bass parts are busy. It's not just one note, it's runs, and it'd be tough to pull off the sound that we're getting, you know, just playing lazy, just like hitting one note. I mean, all the little, especially like we do the Touch Me by the Doors. That for me is a fun bass song because it's just all walks, the whole thing. It's not one note, it's always a walk, it's always moving. And that's what makes it fun to me. I mean, I can play. I actually started playing bass in a blues band, and that's pretty laid back and easy and just like slow walks up and down. But I like the stuff that we're doing, and I think the way we play it, we project the energy in it, and all of a sudden the people are infected, and they're right in there with us. They want to sing along and jump around and dance and go crazy.
Right. And now, Frank, we'll get to you. And as you're saying, the drummer or percussionist. So now one question I've noticed with different drummers, they have on their drum kits or drum sets, you know, tambourines or cowbells. Oh, yeah, we're talking about cowbells. So you find yourself doing all sorts of things with other things as well as just drums.
I normally try to keep it to a five-piece. You know, a lot of drummers like to bring more stuff and just have it out there. I think for like the 45s, it's about playing the song. So the amount of drums is not important. But what I've done, you're absolutely right about that, Mike, is I have the cowbell, a tambourine. And a lot of times the way I've configured it, the tambourine next to the hi-hat, which I'm righty, so it's leaning to the left for all those drummers there and stuff, is I'll use the tambourine on 2 and 4s when the beat might be 1 and 3. So it sounds like there might be an extra person there. That's what I'm trying to get to. You know, it sounds like, who's playing that tambourine? If you're not looking closely and see me actually doing it, and a lot of times I'm hidden, you know, by the guys and stuff. Maybe a drummer might go out there and say, well, where's that tambourine guy? And then the cowbell, exactly. And I was going to mention something, too, about like Jerry sounds and stuff. When we do some ballad pieces, sometimes if you shut your eyes, it might sound like there's 7 guys here. I have a bell tree on a corner, and if it's mic'd up and stuff, especially if there's a glimmering part coming up on the keyboards and an open chord on the guitar, and you had your eyes shut, you might think, gosh, there's 10 guys on a stage there, but it's actually 5, and we're all covering these parts really nicely and stuff.
Okay, and finally, before we go to break, we'll talk to Al here, who does the vocals and guitars. And tell us, Al, do you have several guitars you use? Or
always bring 2 guitars for the very same reason previously that Al spoke of. Just in case you pop a string, you can't be embarrassed enough to stand there and say, wait a minute, I gotta pop on another string.
When I break them, the song keeps going. I just turn around, grab the other guitar, plug it in, and we keep going.
Oh yeah, you have to have 2 guitars on stage all the time, if not for just a change of tonal quality or different colors of sounds, just to have a spare. You have to have one there.
Okay, we'll take a little bit of a break and we'll be back. My guests today are the 45s. You're listening to the Mike Carey Radio Show, I Am the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. Please stay with us.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. We can hop inside my car. Got big stock candy, I'm a lovable man. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven.